Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What's Right with Men, a weekly radio program dedicated to exploring and discussing what it means to be a man in a post-feminist world. Now here are your hosts, John Freeman and Roger Wetzel.
Well, good afternoon and good evening to everyone, and welcome to the show, What's Right About Men. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Roger. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm kind of out of it today, but otherwise I'm doing great. So, what have you been up to? What's on the agenda today?
You mean what's being on my agenda during the day?
No, what's on the agenda for the show?
Oh, for the show. Okay. You don't know? yeah, all right. What's on the agenda for the show? So where we are is that we're in a space of real interest in what is needed for this show and from this show for the future. What's the contribution that we can be and need to be, and what would people like from us? And we know that there's a lot of people who listen to this show in archive mode, and so I want to say right at the beginning that the questions that we're going to be having a conversation about, we would really like your feedback, even if you're not listening live and even if you can't phone in. If you can phone in, that would be great, and we could have a conversation on area code 347-205-9869. But I'll remind everybody up front that we have a write about men at gmail.com email address, and we have a website with a forum on it where you can put up and even discuss topics, and that's writeaboutmen.com. And the basic question is,
and don't forget our Facebook page.
And yes, there's the Write About What's Right About Men Facebook page. Thank you, Roger. So lots of places that we would love to get your input on to know what's been attracting you to the show so far, and particularly what you think that we maybe haven't been doing that we could be doing for the future. How could this show help you? What kinds of topics could we be covering? Maybe what would help your relationship? What is it? You know, we've got certainly some ideas and some lines that we want to follow, and we're going to take a little time to work those up. But in the meantime, we would really welcome any feedback that we can have about not just the questions I've already asked, but also if you've been listening for a while, who are you? Where are you? Because one of the wonderful things about radio is you never know who you're talking to, and it would sometimes be quite nice if we did. So this is a conversation between Roger and me to start with, and anyone else who cares to phone in, and a request for feedback. Anything to add, Roger?
Yeah, one second. The number to call in is 347-205-9865. That's 347-205-9869. I think the question for us is, and I'll go back to a show that we did a couple of weeks ago when Juliana Freeman was on, and she proposed the question, how can it get better than this? Or how can things get better than this? And I think that, you know, John, we've talked about over the months and even before we ever started the show, is like, what do we want the show to be? And I think we're kind of at a crossroad right now where we're kind of looking at what direction do we want to take the show? what is it that we're each passionate about? And more importantly, how can we take that and direct that energy into conversations that really need to be had?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, from my point of view, the reason that we wanted to do the show from the very beginning was that we wanted to support some kind of change in the overall way that men's and women's issues are being treated. We wanted to know what would bring about for the future both equality and togetherness. You know, there's been a lot of fighting over equality for the last 30 or 40 years, and it's time from our point of view to get beyond that. And so what can we do that's going to support a new way of thinking that isn't about patriarchy, isn't about feminism, but which is about people, individuals, being who they are, being free to be who they are, regardless of gender or any other attribute that they might have externally? What would support that new conversation? And within that, what's going to support maybe a new way of looking at how men and women relate to each other, and what's the quality that would create better partnerships and better marriages and better non-marriages and alternatives to marriages or whatever would be other forms of relationships. And insofar as, I have no expertise on being gay, but if there's a contribution we can make equally in how gay relationships work, then I'm open to that too. It's just not something I feel I know a great deal about. So that's the fundamental question. What can we be that is of benefit within that overall context?
Right. I think it's an important question to ask, and it's an important question to put out there, because I think that there's such a dualistic perspective on life that most all of us have, and that it has to be one way or another. But I think that there's also, for a lot of people, this inkling that something different needs to emerge. And I think that's kind of where the playground that we want to play in, because I know for me, and I don't want to speak for you, John, I just think that this whole idea of feminism versus the patriarchy is such a tired argument, and it is such bullshit, because all it does is create more separation, you know. And I'm not interested in playing in that area anymore. And in fact, I'm not interested in playing in a lot of areas that have been foisted upon us that are supposed to be reality. I'm just getting to a place where I don't want to have those, you know, discussions about, especially here in the U.S., you know, are the Republicans right or the Democrats right, or, you know, is this right or is that right? If you're playing in that playground, you're just going to be throwing spitballs at one another and never get anything accomplished. And we've got to move beyond that.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to speak for me, but you did, because I totally go along with that. There's a quote from a poem by a long-ago mystic called Rumi, which says, "Out beyond right and wrong, there is a field. I'll meet you there."
Yeah, that's great.
And I think what you're saying is kind of that's for me beneath what you've just said and what I was saying, you know, this is the place we want to go. And so, you know, if anybody wants to call in for this show and have a conversation about that, that's great. And if not, we're quite happy. We're here to kind of make the announcement that we're going to take a couple of months off.
Right.
And, you know, that we expect to be back at the beginning of February. That's our target. But we'll, you know, we'll come back when we're ready and when we've got something that feels new and alive and vibrant and capable of being more and more of a contribution than we have yet been. And my feeling is that we've done lots of interesting conversations around quite big topics, and they're all good, and they're all still there on the Blog Talk Radio site, and also accessible from writeaboutmen.com for anybody who's missed any and wants to go back and see what we did or hear what we did. But my feeling, and one of the things I'd be interested in any feedback people might give about, is I'd like to get more personal. I'd like to know, what is it that you want? What is it that we can offer to you? What contribution can we make? What can we do that is actually directly supportive to people to you in your own lives? And really, that's for me the main direction I would see that we will move in when we're back.
Right. Yeah, I also want to add something to that, because I think that it's not about, again, like I said, and I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I think that it's also not about, it's about having new conversations, but it's also when you talk about, you know, hearing from people and being of more assistance in whatever way possible. It's not about supporting the old, tired, broken way of living on this planet. That's how I see. That's my opinion on it. I think it's about stepping it up. You know, it's like I'm in the process, and I sat down yesterday, because next week my grandson turns 13, and so over the last month or two, I've been really trying, you know, I've been getting these hits that I need to write him a letter, right? And so I sat down yesterday and I wrote about 7 pages. And I'm far from finished. So, but one of the things that kind of came through onto the paper was about taking more self-responsibility and not being part of the herd, so to speak, right? It's about recognizing that you're coming to an age where things are going to change, and, you know, people, you know, it's like, I don't know if you heard this when you were growing up, John, but it's that whole, like my mom used to tell me, you know, misery loves company, right? And I never really paid attention to that. But yesterday, it's like, as it's coming out on the paper, it's like, oh, I clearly understand what that means now, especially looking back and being able to also look forward through kind of where he's at in his experience, right? And it's like, we can continue to have conversations that perpetuate this, you know, this whole idea of, well, I'm either going to take your side, how does that work? I'm going to take your side on things, or and tell you that person is a bad person, or I'm going to tell you that you're always right, you know. And basically, that serves no one, you know. I think that it's the conversations that need to be had are the ones that will say, you know what, you're screwing up here, and you need to look at how you're behaving, right? I think I was at a gathering on Monday, and there were several people there, and this friend of mine was there, and she was talking about something, and I just looked at her. I said, "So it's always all about you, right?" And this other friend of ours goes, "Well, that's being real supportive." But the person that I said it to got it.
Right? Yeah, and of course it is a supportive thing to say when it's said right to the right person with the right, you know, with the right feeling. Mm-hmm. Because we all need. We don't all need positive strokes all the time. Sometimes we need to be told that, you know, if I've got my head up my arse, I want somebody to say so.
Exactly. But
so,
let me finish what I was going to say about my grandson.
Sorry.
The point I was bringing up is that, you know, I could tell him all of these. You know, it's like, you know, you need to do, you know, life's going to be like this and da-da-da-da-da. And just gloss over the fact that, you know, hey, listen, there's going to be, you know, like 99 out of 100 kids are going to be the herd, right? And there's going to be the one kid who's always, like, kind of looked at as the outsider, but it's okay to be the outsider. It's not okay to be part of the herd. And because all that does is it brings the energy level down, it brings everyone around you down, and you feed off of one another and looking at life in the same old way that we always have, and it's time to move beyond that.
For sure, and I mean, obviously, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you're talking to Tim, well, he needs to create the maximum of freedom to be exactly who he is, regardless of what other people are.
Correct.
And, you know, and so sometimes that might, you know, it might mean being the same as, and sometimes it might mean being different according to what's right for him. And it's a tough road to navigate sometimes, because when you're in a teenager and you're pulling away strongly, typically from family, in order to establish, mm-hmm. you know, what's my future and who am I, then if you don't have a peer group to relate to, that can be a pretty lonely space. But
the question is, what's the peer group about and where are they coming from, right? I was talking to my daughter about it a couple of months ago, and it's like, you know, if I lived back there in the Midwest, I would have you take them out of school right now, because I hear the way that I hear the things that are being done. You know, I mean, it's amazing. I think she told me there's 33 kids in each class, first of all. But there's like no opportunity to explore who you are. It's just like going and being put in a box. It's like, and like we were, just we didn't know any different. And to see that, you know, now from the perspective that I have, it's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy. But I get what you're saying. I totally agree with that. It's just that being able to support those kinds of peer experiences from a different perspective would be really great. Anyway, kind of diverged there for a minute, but
it is to the point of, yeah, we want to create something different for the future. We want to see a different creation for the planet for the future, and it's something more than we've done yet, and it's in general more than is being done yet. A lot of what I see happening in the world is kind of it's little twitches on the steering wheel rather than actually kind of saying, well, where do we really want to be driving to, and what is it, mm-hmm. What is it that we want to create? And there's something more substantial, I think, for us. So, I think that for me, those are the places where if anybody who's listening feels that they have something to say about what would be good in that space, we would welcome all the input we can get. And if not, then we'll get on and figure it out ourselves, because it's been a great pleasure and a great learning curve doing what we've been doing for the past 4 or 5 months. And we've had a lot of kind of interesting ideas come up during that, and so we'll take that learning and we'll put that into something creative, and I hope that people will be excited to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give out the number again. It's area code 347-205-9869. If you'd like to contribute your ideas. Again, our website is rightaboutmen.com. Facebook, what's rightaboutmen.com. And our email is rightaboutmen@gmail.com. Yeah, I don't know that I have... I guess, John, it's so interesting. I think that, you can have an idea of where you want to go, right? But it's not always the place that you need to go, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're kind of reevaluating here in regard to taking the next couple of months off and getting input of where we want to go and how we want it to look. So that's why we're asking for everyone's input.
Yeah, and that's in a way, that's really all we have to say today. It feels like that's the message, and that's all it needs to be right now.
I can't believe that's all you have to say, knowing you as well as I know you, because I know you always have something to say. Or is that me?
Well, likewise. I mean, yes, I'm sure I always do have something to say, and I'm sure I could make up something to say, but I don't actually feel like that's purposeful. I think the purpose of this call is to ask questions. Who can we be that's a contribution? What can we do that is of value to people? What kind of people do we, Roger and John, want to be, and what kind of people do we, the group of people who have been paying attention to what's right about men, want to be?
Right.
And it is very much in the spirit of Juliana's question from a couple of weeks ago, because the how does it get any better than this question works. It's a great one to be asking of the universe, both when things are going brilliantly and when things aren't, because either way, it applies.
Right, exactly. And again, it's always about what's in the question. It's always the question that's the most important thing, not the looking for the answer. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back in February sometime. We'll let everybody know. And in the meantime, if you could send us thoughts, ideas, questions, complaints, comments, That would be well appreciated, and we look forward to talking to everybody next year, and have a great holiday season. And John, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you soon. And
yes,
we're signing
off
today.
Thank you, Roger, and to everybody, if you have been, thanks for listening.
All right, and take care, everyone. Bye now.
Bye.